Do you want something more? I mean, more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences. Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes to any of that, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, could be both rewarding and lucrative for you. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools and resources you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call Exit Realty Low Country Group today at 843-619-3005. That is 843-619-3005, or visit join.exitlowcountry.com and make your exit today.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, our children's children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys, because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started.
And here we are going into part two, because we got to talk about these loans that y'all can get, if we can frame it that way. So for your self-employed person, Chris, you guys do bank statement loans. You know, for that person, that truck driver who is a 1099, runs maybe locally here in Charleston from the ports, or maybe their hotshot driver, I got plenty of those, you know, as well. Maybe you're a beautician, maybe you're a barber, all of those people that would qualify, they have good income, but it's not documented as well as it could be. What programs do you have for them?
So really, too, I try to steer most people to the bank statement program, because it's easy. It's super easy. And it is. It's good for truck drivers, nail techs, hairstylists, anybody that is self-employed or gets a 1099. I would recommend this program. You can also do a 1099 only program, but this late in the year, it becomes a bank statement program, because I want to see 7 months of bank statements to see what they've done this year. If a 1099 person is not getting a monthly summary, if they're getting a monthly summary, I'll just take 1099 summary the whole time. But the bank statement loan is super easy. You literally, and people ask me all the time, how do you do the calculation? You know, like, do you subtract out this and subtract out that and do that? What about the ending balance? It is so easy. You literally look at that bank statement, and self-employed people who are listening can do this. Look at your bank statement, see what the total deposits were for the month. Do the next month, the next month, the next month, add them all up and divide them by 12. And there's your income.
Okay.
I bet you I say this 4 or 5 times a day. Hey, if you got tax returns in that file, I want you to shred them, burn them, trash them, whatever. You make sure nobody accidentally uploads that into my bank statement loan. Because, you know, here's what happens all the time. People, self-employed and 1099 people, go into a mortgage broker's office and they will say, hey, I'm making about 110, 120 a year. Let's say it's truck driver, nail tech, whatever it might be, owner of a nail salon. And you would not believe the money I see getting deposited in people's bank accounts. I am just like, holy moly. But they'll go in there and say, hey, I'm making 120 a year. And the loan officer comes back and says, well, your tax returns say you're making 20 a year. Not, you're missing a digit there. You ain't making 120. So you were looking at a $400,000 house, and I'm going to qualify you for an $80,000 house. And that doesn't make anybody happy. The buyer, the realtor, nobody's happy in that situation. And another really cool thing about that is, if you have a self-employed buyer who wants to go out shopping, I think realtors probably feel the pain of this one a lot. They'll put people in a car, drive them around all Saturday, and not really know what they're qualified for. And on these bank statement loans, and this can be before the property is ever selected, before you do anything, you give me those 12 months of bank statements. 4 hours later, I will send you a real pretty income determination that will say, your income is exactly $13,297.46 a month. You plug that into your loan application, you check the DTI, and you hand that over to the realtor and go, here, Mr. Realtor, I'm qualified for up to a $700,000 loan amount. And remember the LO that I said gave you the worst advice ever? That guy's over there go, here's your qualification for a $75,000 loan amount. Which person you want to work with? And that realtor is going to love it because you're not wasting that realtor's time. And I can nail it right down to the penny of what their maximum they're qualified to purchase is. So it's super easy for all the self-employed and 1099 people. Just turn over 12 months of bank statements. I'll have it back to you in 4 hours. You can do that on a Friday and you are ready to go shopping Saturday and Sunday. I know exactly. I pre-underwrite the whole thing. There's three parts of an underwrite, three big parts: credit, capacity, collateral. The credit, I underwrite it myself. The capacity is the ability to repay. So I'm looking at that bank saying, I underwrite that myself. And collateral is the property itself. That's your job. That's a realtor's job. The borrower or the buyer's job, go out there and find it. But 2/3 of the whole underwrite is done in the first 4 hours.
That makes it real. And I don't want to say easy, but it doesn't overly complicate the process, and it makes it a lot more of an efficient process to get someone from, hey, I found this house, I love this house, I'm ready to close on this house. I'm always excited when I get to talk to you. And the reason that I'm excited is because a lot of the people that are around me. So, you know, obviously in my office, I have a bunch of real estate professionals around me. I deal with a lot of business owners. Everybody's trying to figure out how to fit into the conforming box, if you will. They're trying to figure out how they're going to qualify for an FHA loan when your income is variable, fluctuates, and you just don't fit, you don't check all the boxes. But that's the vanilla, that's the go-to for most people to try to figure out. But those that think creatively, that think on the other side, like you, you're on the other side, you work the other side exclusively, you're able to provide options to help bridge and get people over and get them into investing in property, get them into home ownership. Prime example, I know a guy that's been working for a company forever doing a particular thing. Now he has started his own company doing the same thing. He has the experience, but now his income, one, is completely different because he is the company. Then the next part of that is, on top of him being the company, his bank statements reflected. If he was looking to purchase a home, he wouldn't fit any of the other programs, none of them. And he'd be able to buy a home in this situation. Barbers, beauticians, stylists, anybody who is self-employed, they fit this. And I'm super excited every time I get to talk about it because I see opportunities that other people are just walking right on past. I'm like, look, you can buy a house. You're trying to qualify. This person says it's going to be 2-3 years before they can get you qualified. Well, 2-3 years from now, what you gonna pay for a house? Or what about the, and you know, you always get this question, what about the rates? Well, great. But if rates come down, then refinance in the future, but you don't save yourself the money by buying the house at today's pricing instead of tomorrow's pricing.
Mind-blowing, yep.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, so we've covered DSR, we covered bank statement, which you kind of integrated the 1099s for those people that receive 1099s from their employer. You have an elite program. You also have jumbo programs. The jumbo programs, you do loans up to what, 3, 4, 5 million?
Well, we say 3 million, but we did one last week at 3.5. It depends on how much I talk about skin in the game, and skin in the game is the most important, two most important things is one, the lifeblood of real estate is appreciation. Okay. As long as you got appreciation, you're pretty safe. But the insurance policy, and I'm talking about on a national scale of what can hurt us out there, as long as things are appreciated, we can't fail. But our insurance buffer is skin in the game, meaning prior to 08, it was 100% loan to value. There was no down payment whatsoever, and people didn't have any skin in the game. So if you put 5, 10% skin in the game, we'll open doors. We will make magic happen. That's the most important. That's the secret sauce to us, is there's a little bit of skin in the game. So if something does go wrong, we've got a buffer there to work with. And we think it's a good idea to, when we go into these loan transactions together, that the borrower that we're working with is more like a partner. You know, you've got your skin in the game. We've got our skin in the game. We're all working to make this thing happen. And a lot of people question and go, how do those loans perform? And if you compare us, we are, our loans, because of that skin in the game and because of our years of underwriting experience, are better, way better than FHA and better than Fannie and Freddie even. We do not, I mean, I haven't had one delinquency in 7 years. These people pay. And something that you were saying a minute ago is a little bit sad, but at the same time, happy. So many of these self-employed people get told no. Oh, I'm sorry, your tax returns don't work. You're going to have to stop doing that. You know what they say back? Man, I'm not going to stop writing that off. You're telling me to stop writing that off? I'm not going to. I'm just going to keep renting, or I'm going to save up cash. It might take me 10, 15 years, or they're just not going to not do that. They're going to get that tax refund, and I don't blame them, especially if you're talking about, you know, some of these truck drivers and a lawyer, a painter, whatever it might be. They're writing off everything: home office, cell phone, credit card, bar tab, bar mitzvah, barbecue. I have seen people write off the fertilizer that they put on their grass. Like, well, that's part of, that's my home, but my home office is in there. That's part of maintaining my stuff. And I'm like, man, you're getting after it.
I'm not to cut you off, Chris, but you're right. I mean, I can't tell you over my years how many times I've had a lender say to someone, well, hey, you're going to have to stop writing this off, which then creates, goes, take someone from a small tax liability to now they got to take an increased or high, much higher tax liability in order to be able to get on paper to a number that allows them to qualify. Now, they qualify, they make income, they have income to support, sustain the mortgage. So we're meeting the ATR, the ability to repay. Look, I learned my term today. Check that off the list. But on the other side of it, they're being exposed to having to pay a substantially higher tax bill because, okay, the lender's saying, well, look, I can't add this number back in. Your income, technically, you don't write this off, will be here, and we can qualify you for this. But you can look at that same scenario and say, well, look, based upon what you're already reporting, based upon this, we can qualify you for this, which is actually more than what you'd be qualified for otherwise by doing it this way. You have the assets, you save money, your business is making money, so you're showing a profit, but not that that's what you're looking for. All you're looking for is the amount of money coming in to say what the income is. So make it simple. And this is for our listeners, guys. I'm excited. You know, this is kind of, Chris, I've had this idea about doing a series of workshops. So we're going to work on that because I want to help the people that, you know, we leave out. I do a lot of work in certain niches, and this is a niche that I work in, but it's hard because people are so conditioned. You know, they're so conditioned to do the same thing over and over and over again that they miss the opportunity to accomplish more by doing something a little different. It's not massively different, just a little different. And you can accomplish so much more. I appreciate you bringing that information and sharing. So let me ask you this one. I got a question, and then, and I'm going to get us, quote unquote, to our mic drop question, if you will. But you know, Chris, what kind of scenarios, like, what's the most, let's say the easy peasiest and then the most outlandish scenarios that you've had that you've been able to service doing what you do? And I just saw that. So that was a glimmer. You got something outlandish. But what do you have to kind of share when somebody's looking at this thing and saying it's not possible, but you made it happen?
Well, I mean, twice today I've done that. I got a phone call, one out of the upstate and one out of Somerville. And they had called me 2 or 3 weeks ago. Here's something I want to touch on too, is rates. People are like, oh, what's the rate on that? What's the rate on that? It was a DSCR loan. It was an investment property. And the guy thought he could DTI and he thought he could use his tax returns. And he went the vanilla inside the box conventional way because the rate was like 0.5% lower and it blew up. And now they're all, I mean, everybody involved in a transaction is, you know, can you close this in 3 days? And I'm like, huh? That you can't even legally close a loan. You know, you got this waiting period for disclosures and this waiting period for closing disclosures and this waiting. I mean, there's all these compliance things that don't allow that. But you know, you talk about easy peasy. Those are easy. But jamming that round peg in the square hole, that's what they're trying to do there. That round peg belongs in an open borderless hole. There, it's like, come on, bring it over here. We'll do it and knock it out in no time at all. But to me, the DSCR loan is just the easiest. I can pre-underwrite one of those in 3 minutes, man. I mean, it's just like, does this make sense? Check, 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 pre-approved, send it back to the mortgage guy. Mortgage guy gives it to the realtor. Realtor calls the borrower or whoever. Let's go shopping. Or this deal's done, you know, let's get this thing rolling. But those are super easy. Now, complicated, holy moly, man, I have seen, there's a lot of them. Because, like I said before, 50% of our loans do not meet our own guidelines. People start throwing everything at me, okay? Hey, I got this guy who's got 5 different companies. He's writing off all this stuff on his taxes, and I like to stop him right there. I don't want to be rude to him, but I'm like, hey, burn the tax returns, shred them. Let's forget the word. Let's talk about bank statements. I have taken 5 different companies that, you know, this is a guy who is a real deal entrepreneur. Okay. He's got a food truck and he's got a motorcycle company and he's got a hair salon. I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff. And I would take all 5 of them, put them together and end up, you know, closing like a $2 or $3 million loan for somebody like that. But you start putting pieces together, and we can do even a bank statement W-2 hybrid loan. And we're only looking at 12 months of bank statements. So that makes it really easy too. But let's say in month 10, 11, 12, he was just getting started on his really good income and he doesn't quite hit the debt to income ratio. And I'll always ask the question, hey, has he got a spouse or she got a spouse that works? Yeah, but he's W-2. Cool. We'll add it to it. Or he's fixed income. Cool. We'll add that to the bank statement income. Now we got a bank statement fixed income, bank statement W-2 hybrid, we're now at 48% DTI, bam, off to closing. So the beauty of this is the creativity, and I even think of it as artistic, because you're in there going, ah, what if I put a little, like I was talking about painting that picture, what if I put a little corner in right there and right there, all of a sudden my DTI is 49, bam, off we go. And people just sit back and go, how did you do that? Like, it just makes sense. We painted the picture makes sense, we're off to closing, but Fannie and Freddie don't do that. I'm like, who are they? Who is Fannie? I don't even know them.
So Chris, man, look here, and look here. I just want you to know, I almost fell out my chair over here because I wasn't ready for that. See, that's why I get so excited to talk to you, because you know, it allows the flow of creativity and all that, because you just gave me like a lot of other ideas and stuff and ways to help people with this. And you also touched on something, you know, I explained this to my buyers, you know, I've been doing this for years as an explanation. I explained their loan as canvas, if you will. The underwriter is the artist and the colors are the pieces of your life. You know, your employment, your credit, your income, this, that, whatever it is, those become the colors. And the loan officer has the unique, well, matter of fact, let me phrase that. The underwriter is the art buyer. But the artist is the loan officer, because they take the colors of your life and they paint out this canvas and then they present it to the art buyer. And hey, what do you think about this? Will you buy this? And when they buy it, then you got to deal this close. That's how that works. If they don't like it, then they take your take the canvas back and they try to change it up a little bit. And sometimes they can get it to where it looks appealing and the underwriter will buy it. Exactly. Yeah. But you just made this thing, man, like so simple, For our listeners, guys, look, y'all have got to engage on this. Now, Chris, look, I know that you're not the guy they should talk to first, because loan officers do this. Like you said, loan officers are your customers. You're the guy beyond. So for our listeners, I want y'all to know that, look, we climbed a little bit higher up in the tree. We had to get Chris off of one of the top limbs up there, because he services everybody below. Reach out to myself, reach out to our group, our team here. We'll get you in contact with one of our lending partners that do these kind of loans, you know, working with Chris. That's how we'll get you connected, how we'll get you serviced, and how we'll get you into home ownership. Now, Chris, I call this one my mic drop question, okay? And it's that thing, at whatever point in time, you say you've been doing this 20 some odd years, 25, 26 years now. You give me hope because I'm quickly approaching 20. But my mic drop question is that thing, if you'd have known this thing, whatever it is, if you'd have known this a long time ago, what particular thing would have completely changed the trajectory of your life that you would be catapulted to where you are now or far beyond if you would have known this way back yonder when? And it can be related to the mortgages. It can be related to any particular thing. This is a mindset question. What would that thing be?
I would have done exactly what I'm doing. And I got to tell you, I had a buddy of mine. I was working 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, working at a local resort. I mean, working. And he tried to recruit me into this. Again, it goes back to being a missionary. He was spreading the good word to me. I didn't believe him. I'm like, it can't be that good. I got a great job. I work a lot, like all the time, but you can't have it that good. So he ended up, things in my life changed where I had to. And I started doing this, and I would not change one single thing from that moment, because he taught me what I'm sharing. I keep saying, you got to be a missionary. You got to spread the good word. He taught me everything that I'm saying to you guys today. I've been doing this for decades. I could not do any more of it. I have closed over 100 loans a month several times. I work now voluntarily till 2 a.m. I will get up, not take a shower, and start slamming and saving these deals and saving people. And tomorrow morning, I'm driving to Greenville to talk to a big real estate group up there. I wouldn't change a thing. This has been the best life that my friend taught me this, and I have gravitated to it, and I just keep. I've got to do a better job of talking to more people. And the only way to do that is to work on Saturdays. And I can't do that. I would just urge everybody to take what we talked about today. It levels them up in the real estate game. You know, you talk about video games or powering up or leveling up. This is what does it right here. Your competition will not be able to compete with you because they're not complete. What this does is completes the real estate mind through financing and abilities that the people who aren't on this, that aren't listening to this, they don't know. Everybody that just listened to this has a new superpower. Okay. They got creativity. They got abilities that they didn't have before they got on here, and they've leveled up in the real estate game and they're complete. And I get sad when I see people in a mortgage business and real estate business that didn't get to have this talk. But that would be my most important message, is spread the word, utilize what we've given to you here today, and go get them, man.
Awesome. Chris, thank you so much. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, being on the show with us. Again, I get excited every time I see you and I get to speak to you, because I know, you know, I always said this, and I'm going to say this brief and close this out, but I've always said that real estate is like a diamond. It's multifaceted. And depending upon your angle, your view, you'll see it a certain way. But if you turn it just a little bit, or if you adjust yourself just a little bit, you get a completely different view. And that's what I love about this industry. If you can believe it, if you can figure out, if you can think of a way, you can get it done. And the programs that you guys offer are just that. They are a different way to get it done. It's a creative way to get it done. It is the other, it's another facet, if you will, of loans, of mortgages. It's another view of the same thing. And I always get excited about it, because everybody doesn't fit the vanilla box. Everybody doesn't fit the chocolate box or whatever flavor it is. Everybody doesn't fit. But there are options that are out here for those who don't fit, but who still can. So thank you so much for taking time out today. For our listeners, guys, look, this has been an amazing, amazing two-part show. You know how I feel. You know what I say. I always put the two of those things together, and I always say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.
Guys, that was a great show today, and we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.